What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Willie Kemp is a former Tigers basketball player, head coach of the Whitehaven Tigers, and founder of Think It's a Game Basketball, which is partnered with Platform Basketball to host this weekend's 901 1v1 tournament at Leicester Community Center. Coach Kemp joins us now. Coach, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Doing really well. Really happy now that we've got you on. Tell us all about it, because I remember when this news broke, and I think Parth over at the Daily Memphian had a story first that I read last week about this. I think when the news broke, we thought, okay, we remember this. John and I, my co-host here, John Martin, were having a conversation after the Michael Beasley and Stevenson one-on-one. We said, man, what if you did this in Memphis? And it looks like you, as founder of Think It's a Game Basketball, went on and made it happen.
Yeah. So it's been a lot of talk since, you know, Mike Beasley and Lance played one-on-one basketball game. It was pretty big, you know. In Memphis, we haven't had anything like this. And so, you know, me and my wife, we actually was talking about it. What if we bring something like this to the city of Memphis? You know, it'll be great, you know, not only for basketball, but also great for the community, you know, to do something positive for the city of Memphis. And I also talked to Chan, who was a great guy, do great things in the community with Platform Basketball, and that's how we came up with it.
What kind of response, because I've been eager to ask you and Chan both, what kind of response have you got? We know how basketball crazy a city Memphis is. How many folks have sort of reached out to y'all and said, we want to be a part of this?
It's been a lot. But like I said, I wanted to keep the numbers low. You know, I wanted to keep it, you know, to 20 to 24 guys. So, you know, with it being our first event, you know, I wanted to keep it low. And like, we're going to be traveling throughout the Mid-South, you know, going to different cities. But, you know, we wanted to start it here in Memphis. So, you know, we kind of was able to pick, you know, to hand pick guys, you know, the guys that, you know, that we thought would be great candidates for the one-on-one tournament.
So you guys have already picked some guys already, huh?
Oh, yeah. We got the names, the breaks, everything will be dropping tomorrow. Like I said, we got some former Tigers. We got some really good guys that's going to come out and compete at a high level.
Of the guys that you play with at Memphis, Willie, like, who do you think would be like the favorite to win this tournament? I don't, whether they're in this thing or not, but like, of one of your Memphis teammates, like, who would you draft number one in a one-on-one tournament?
I would draft a guy like CDR, because he can score the basketball. Also, I would draft a guy like Antonio Anderson, because he's a defensive stopper, you know. So it kind of play hand in hand, you know. So you know, it kind of whatever you want, you want to go with, you know. So those two guys would be my top two choices.
Is the plan out there, Coach, to be out Friday and Saturday out at Leicester folks, it looks like, can go get tickets at TIGBasketball.com. But tell us about some of the particulars. Is it set up? Did you say, is it a 2024-man bracket? Does it start on Friday, Saturday? What more in terms of the details can you tell us?
Yeah, most likely we're probably going to have like a play-in. Well, not like a play-in, but some of the guys that, you know, the bigger name players will be playing on Saturday, you know. And so, you know, the guys that, you know, there's some local guys that got local names. You know, we also want to get those guys involved as well. So we might let them play on Friday night, and, you know, the bigger names, let them play against each other on Saturday. But like I said, we looking forward to our plan is to have some games on Friday night, and Saturday that'd be the main day when everybody play, and we find the winner on Saturday.
When you got this much on the line, I just had that. Y'all going to have officials? Because, you know, you figure if you're calling your own foul in this thing with this much money on the line, you know, folks might get it. Might get a little tense. What's the plan for that?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to get really tense. You know, if you watch the Mike Beasley one-on-one, or you keep up with one-on-one, it get very intense. But we definitely, I mean, it's legit. We're going to have referees. Man, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be legit. You know, it's not going to be, you know, nothing crazy happening. You know, we don't want anything to happen. But like I said, we're going to have.
Uh-oh. Well, that sounds like we lost some memories. Right.
Yeah, it's going to be very organized.
Got it. Talking to Willie Kemp here, putting on a one-on-one tournament here in Memphis, former Memphis Tiger. I don't know if you've seen the news. I'm sure you have, and I'm sure you'd be a part of this. But John Calipari is coming back to Memphis as part of an exhibition with St. Jude here against the Tigers. Just how important and how much fun will it be for him to get back and possibly you get back with him, you know, inside that building after all these years?
It's gonna be great. You know, it's going to be great. Everybody's coming back, you know, especially everybody that played on that national championship team. We all are going to be there for, we're going to have a dinner the night before. So, you know, everybody's coming back. And, you know, just to spend time with Kyle and just to see all my former teammates, you know, he's actually bringing everybody back that played for him. So it's going to be Tigers that I didn't play with that played for him. You know, just to bring everybody back, it's going to be a great night, and I can't wait for it.
I don't know that we've got a chance to talk to you, and certainly maybe not at length, about, you know, really since you jumped in. You're head coach over at Whitehaven now. And I tell you what, Willie, every offseason, all I hear, man, Kemp's got the players over there. Kemp's bring all the players going to Whitehaven. I'm sure you and you know from being in that area, you know, the expectations that are sort of out there. What have you thought on this side of things? We're always asking about your years playing for Cal. Now you're on the other side of it. You're coaching young men. How's it gone for you? And sort of what have you thought about your peers and your guys? They still look at you the same, or they look at you and trying to figure out ways to beat you nowadays?
It's been different, you know, coaching high school basketball, which I retired in 2020. And, you know, once I retired, you know, I went to the University of Memphis as a grad assistant. Then I was at Lemoyne, you know, as an assistant. And then coming over here, getting into the high school basketball in the city of Memphis, I really didn't know it was this intense, you know. And, man, it's big. You know, I knew basketball was big in the city of Memphis, but high school basketball is different, you know. And like I said, I've been here, this going on my third year. You know, last year, first year was, you know, learning. You know, we had a pretty solid year. We lost in the region semifinals. And then last year, you know, we had a great year, you know, ranked number one throughout the year in the state of Tennessee, you know, playing a national schedule, playing some big-time teams. And, you know, we was fortunate enough to make the state tournament, but, you know, we came up short. We lost in the semifinals. But, you know, just to go up there, you know, and to see my boys play on the big stage and, you know, let them see how I feel. And, you know, me being back there is, you know, winning the state two times in Bolivar. But, you know, being a coach, you know, it's different. You know what I'm saying? And so just going up there and getting that taste of it and feeling it and seeing the atmosphere, you know, I'm going to be ready for this upcoming season. And I truly think we got a chance to to win it this upcoming year.
Man, I used to be up there, now that I think about it, as the old prep scribe up there when y'all were beating. Who was it, Raleigh, Egypt? That y'all, was it Rudisil that you and Bolivar?
Yeah. I played for Coach Rudisil. Yeah, we played Raleigh, Egypt up there, Mitchell. You know, we played a couple different teams out of Memphis up there at the state tournament.
Hey, listen, TIGBasketball.com, right, Coach, in terms of tickets for the event and going out and supporting this weekend?
Correct, yeah. You can go to TIG, TIGBasketball.com, and you can get tickets on there. And also, you can at the door, we have a link or something. You can get tickets.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.